Welcome back to Farm Talk. And Courtney Briggs is with us, Senior Director of Government Affairs from the American Farm Bureau. Courtney, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. And crazy time right now. We're a lot of things, a lot of people talking about, of course, the election just happening. There was a newsmaker session you were part of here as well, talking about that and what happens next. So we thought we had a direction going. Now things may completely change with the new administration coming in.
Yeah, so, you know, I anticipate that this new administration will take a hard look at many of the regulatory actions taken by the previous administration. And I do anticipate some changes being made that will help farmers and ranchers across this country.
Well, I think, yeah, and producers listening to this, they can feel somewhat relieved about that because this administration will probably be a little bit more friendly to that cause.
Yeah. So, you know, looking back to the first time Trump was in office, he came through and rolled back and modified a number of regulatory actions from the Obama administration. And we anticipate that he will do that again this go around.
Well, talking about, for example, WOTUS, where are we at right now and what may happen?
Great question, because I think a lot of folks think that our problems were solved once the Supreme Court handed down the Sackett decision last year. But unfortunately, what we're seeing and what we're hearing is that there is more confusion and more consternation out in the countryside than we've seen even before the Sackett decision came out. So I do anticipate that the Trump administration will take a hard look at the rule that the Biden administration finalized. Which is very amorphously defined. In fact, I think it was intentional to leave many linchpin terms undefined in order to give the agency the latitude to regulate however they please. So I hope that this administration will come in, clarify some of these important terms, and inject a lot of clarity and certainty into the WOTUS space.
Another thing that was talked about at the Newsmaker event was PFAS. Talk about that. If people aren't familiar with it, give us a background.
Sure. So I think a lot of producers are very confused about how PFAS, which is a forever chemical that does not naturally break down in the environment, how it intersects with agriculture. And what we're seeing is that farmers are what I call a passive receiver of PFAS chemicals. It's coming naturally through the environment and in some cases contaminating farm fields. So one of our biggest concerns coming out of the Biden administration is a rulemaking that was finalized that would potentially allow farmers to be liable for any PFAS contamination regardless of the fact that we do not use this chemical. So that's a huge concern for us.
Huge concern. And again, with the new administration coming in, it may go a completely different direction.
It certainly could. We also have a new Congress coming in. So, you know, last year there was an effort to get some legislation to protect passive receivers. And we will certainly be looking to Congress for that leadership.
Well, it's exciting. We'll see what happens. Thanks so much for your time, Courtney. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And we got more Farm Talk coming your way here on a Hump Day Wednesday. Thanks for being here.